The Chemical Reporter.
This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter, back again with another new edition of our podcast. This week, we have a question from Nayla in Gießen. She would like to know what lipstick is made of and what makes it kiss or smudge-proof. Small but wow could be said about lipsticks. Next to creams, it is the most frequently used cosmetic and found in almost every handbag. From colorless to deep shades of red, lipstick not only nourishes the lips, but makes them particularly stand out in a crowd. After all, as a cosmetic product, it must meet many requirements. The lipstick must be easy to apply and waterproof. It must smell good yet not contain harmful ingredients. Here is where chemists have really been on the ball and have put a lot of innovation in these practical sticks. But before we can answer the question, what makes lipstick kiss-proof, let's take a look at what it actually consists of. First of all, various oils and wax. These are the main ingredients which nourish the lips and prevent chapping. For its brilliant color, pigments are added. These must be ground very fine so as to combine well with the oils. Still, one effect remains. Due to the oil content it contains, the applied lipstick leaves unwanted traces on glasses and cups, and also, yes gentlemen, on shirt collars. It occurred to chemists that the oil content must be reduced in order to make lipstick smudge-proof or kiss-proof, not leaving any unwanted marks or impressions behind. Easier said than done, when you consider that the oil reduction can make the lipstick become too dry and crumble like a cookie. To prevent dryness, volatile silicon oils are added during the manufacturing process. Volatile means that the silicon oils remain in the lipstick only until they are applied on the lips. Then they evaporate very quickly so that the oil content in the lipstick is reduced to a level that no longer smears or smudges. By the way, it was the chemist Hazel Bishop who invented the kiss-proof effect for lipsticks. Hazel kept experimenting in her mother's kitchen until she finally launched her own brand for this popular cosmetic product in 1950, making a triumphant worldwide advancement for lipstick possible. That's what I call a brilliant idea. It sure would be nice to share another lasting episode with you next week. So log on. This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.